From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Black women have always liked doing things outside, but that's not the typical image of the people who go hiking, canoeing, or camping. One group, called Outdoorsy Black Women, is changing that narrative. WBHM's Cody Short has the latest story in our monthly series, Outdoor Connections.
The group of women met at Red Mountain Park in Birmingham. Before they start their two-mile hike, they stretch in unison while standing in a circle. The group leaders ask if any of the women have allergies or need inhalers, and they all trade cans of bug spray. Then they hit the trail.
So how did you find out about Outdoorsy Black Women?
I love to have black women to do stuff with, because usually I'm just by myself, you know, in places like this. And none of my friends or family, I'm the crazy one, like, oh.
Adventure
you like
one?
You like to do all, yeah, they call me crazy.
Lakeitha Clark fell into this group when she was approaching her 50th birthday. She wanted to take a trip that would involve a lot of time outside, and she needed inspiration. After looking on Instagram, she came across the group.
I found my people, you know, because I have other friends, but to have other black women, I mean, they don't even have to do everything I like, but to just have the love for the outdoors in common.
Outdoorsy Black Women is a national organization with over 3,000 members across the country. Clark started the Birmingham chapter in early 2022, and it already has 160 members. Toya Najai founded the national organization in the middle of the pandemic. She had been working remotely for an online magazine since 2011, but always dreamed of trading a stationary life for living in an RV. She made that jump in 2020 and wanted to find other black women who lived in their RVs and liked outdoor activities. But when racial tensions heightened after the murder of George Floyd, Ajayi wanted to create a safe space for black women.
One thing I recognize is the outdoors can be experienced different ways by different people, right? And It's going to be different things that people connect with.
She says within 3 months of its founding in 2020, Outdoorsy Black Women grew to 1,000 members. Ajayi knows these activities may be new for some people and doesn't want anyone to feel left out. For instance, she says if a person feels they can only complete a half-mile hike, then she'll walk back with them to the start of the route while the rest of the group completes the hike.
We're coming out of a pandemic. I don't think any of us are in our best shape.
Valerie Jones has always liked being around nature. She grew up on a farm in Alabama and was used to walking long distances and being out in the sun all day. She usually did some kind of physical activity to maintain her weight and stay healthy, so she joined Outdoorsy Black Women and has since lost a few extra pounds. But she also likes to have a community of people to lean on.
Being among others is just good for your mental health. Having a village, not going through life alone. People fail to realize that just doing 10 to 15 minutes of exercise a day will help you lose weight. It'll help you feel better.
Samantha White, a sports studies professor at Manhattanville College, says this isn't new for black women. She says W.E.B. Du Bois and his daughter, Yolanda, will go to a summer camp in New York during the early 20th century.
News or stories in magazines such as Ebony, you can find narratives and write-ups about black women skiing and hiking in the 1970s and the 1980s.
Despite that history, White says outdoor activities have always been seen as something that only white people do. When you look at the marketing materials for some outdoor recreation brands, you don't see many black faces.
Some of these companies have had trouble imagining their larger audience, envisioning who uses the trails or who hikes or who kayaks or who canoes. It's a very, very narrow vision of what kind of communities take part in that.
Outdoorsy Black Women is pushing against that in a real way. Retailer REI recently formed a partnership with the group that focuses on creating more diverse communities for outdoor leisure and adventure. This fall, the company launched a new line of hiking gear intended to be more inclusive of black people's differing body shapes. While the weather is getting cooler, the Birmingham chapter of Outdoorsy Black Women will continue their hikes through the winter, with each step representing community and sisterhood. Cody Short, WBHM.
The story is part of our monthly series called Outdoor Connections, which features stories that explore the biodiversity of Alabama and how we depend on it. If you have a story idea, email Cody. You can reach her at Cody@WBHM.org.